The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus was sitting out on a journey and met a man who knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not defraud or honor your mother and father." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God?" His disciples were amazed at his words, so Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were extremely astonished and said amongst themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." "We too have given up everything to follow you," Jesus said. "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up his house, his brother or sister or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more than in the present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and eternal life is in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." One of the more important lessons of the spiritual life is learning to not prefer yourself alone. We have to learn to prefer the will of God, to prefer Jesus and the gospel. One of the ways to know if you are someone who prefers Jesus, or one of the ways to know if you are preferring Jesus or not, is to look at what you fill your life with. Things, money, technology, power, titles, the things of the earth. Not all evil things, necessarily, right? I have a phone. I like technology. It helps me do my work. It helps me watch OU games, keep up on the score. But we can make them so important. Our attachment to these things is often what is evil. So that's what we have to think about. For example, if you spend 6 to 12 hours a day on social media and not even 15 minutes praying, then you might think, "I'm not ready for heaven. There's some work I need to do still in this life." You might think, I'm not giving enough to Jesus. I need to maybe rethink some of these life choices. I was thinking about this example. I'm a person who likes to have a good cup of coffee. I don't know if any of you are like that. I like a good, dark, strong cup of coffee. I often will make espresso strength coffee in the morning. So sorry, if that's weird. So consider a person who comes to a coffee shop every single day and orders the same cup of coffee. They like this coffee very much, but it's always the same. What if, though, one day that person went to the counter at their coffee shop and asked for something more satisfying, something better than what they've been getting? And the person at the counter says, "I'll give you our special brew of coffee. It's the best coffee you'll ever taste, and it'll give you longer lasting energy. You will love it." And you think to yourself, but maybe I shouldn't risk this though, because I'm fine with the coffee that I have. What should the person do? Take the new and better coffee, or stay with what is good and familiar and safe? Now, in this gospel, Jesus is offering the best way and the best plan for this man who wants to give his life. He wants to serve God. He wants to follow Jesus. Jesus offers his eternal love to this man. The man has knowledge. He wants to follow Jesus. He wants to be good. He knows the commandments. What must I do then, Jesus, to have eternal life? Jesus takes what he has and looks at the man, and in a sense, he offers him a better cup of coffee than what he already has. You have the commandments. You believe in God. You're doing these things. Here's something more and better. He's offering him a better cup of coffee. This gospel is tough. Jesus says, you have to make a total offering of your life. And this is the hardest thing for us to understand, even harder for us to accomplish. Sell all your possessions. Give it all away. Give me everything. We are often helpless in our selfishness. We are lost, often in an ocean of doubt. We prefer our own way. It happens every day to us. In fact, in today's world, we are encouraged, if not coerced often, to forget the will and plan of God. Do it your way. And so, the question, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? Well, if you just rely on yourself and do it your way, Jesus says, it's impossible. Here's the line in the gospel after Jesus gave them the eye of the needle example and told them the rich cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. It says, the disciples were astonished and said among themselves, then who can be saved? In other words, it sounds impossible what you're saying, Jesus. Even they weren't convinced. Jesus looked at them and said, for human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. This is a difficult gospel for most people to read. Jesus is challenging us to take a step out of our comfort, to take a step out of our normal routines, to take a step out of the doubt, confusion, and all suffering, and turn toward the light, to turn toward Jesus. St. Paul understood the power of the Word of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus and his gospel is living and effective. What is the gospel doing then in the world? What is the true effect of Jesus in our lives? Let me use the image of the gospel. If you know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus, when you see the eye of the needle, you are not afraid. You're not confused and you're not in need. If Jesus says, I want you to give me everything, your life, and you look at that eye of the needle, you are not afraid. Instead, you go through it with trust. Following who? Who do we follow through that needle? Jesus Christ. Ask yourselves, let us ask ourselves today, what are we filled with in our life of faith? If I could give you a long list of possible things, I would. There's too many. And for each of us, it's different. You can make your own list. I might encourage you to do that as a spiritual exercise. What do you fill your life with day in, day out? Whatever it is for you, take it out and replace it with the love of Jesus. Even though that man in the gospel couldn't do, at least right then, what Jesus asked him to do, it says that Jesus loved him. Jesus loves him. He loves us in that same way. Even if I might be saying today, I can't remove that thing that keeps causing me to sin. I'm attached to it. Even though I want to get rid of it, and I want Jesus instead. Whatever it is, ask the Lord to help you, to strengthen you, to give you what you need. Say to Jesus, like we say in today's psalm, fill us with your love, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.